Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Anna Ferscott-Roth is our guest. Diana is the director of Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. That's economics21.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Subscribe to their feed and get all the things that they publish there. A number of outstanding writers, including Diana. I always want to know what she's got on her mind. I promise you, folks, you'll be smarter when you do. Diana, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that the president is pushing right now is the minimum wage, and he would like it if we could get another minimum wage increase across the board, not just for contractors, like we talked about a couple of segments ago. But he wants to get it across the board, but there's a dirty little secret that the people who are in favor of minimum wage increase that they don't tell us, isn't there?
Yes. Well, there are two dirty little secrets. First of all, the minimum wage doesn't affect very many people. It's fewer than 3% of working Americans are paid the minimum wage. Fewer than 3%. And also, another dirty little secret is it really hurts young people and unskilled workers. And their unemployment rates have been steadily rising because they can't get into the labor force. I mean, no one is going to employ some teenager at $10.10 an hour unless it's a very high-cost area like San Francisco or New York. I mean, you go to Kansas, you go to Bermuda, you go to Alabama. The median wages are a lot lower. So it's also the way for the Democrats on the coastal states to be hurting the economies of the central part of the country, which is mostly rural and Republican.
Well, one of the things that is a possibility. See, I've been dealing with the minimum wage debate for decades, and I remember when raising minimum wage was actually an inflationary issue. Well, if you raise minimum wage, it would actually impact inflation. I remember that back in the 70s, Diana. You were too young to remember that in those days.
No. I do remember.
But I sure remember that, and I know you do too. But the thing is, today, even small businesses have technology options that allow them to buy a piece of technology or a machine of some kind to avoid hiring a new person at a ridiculous government fiat minimum wage, and more people are doing that. It's one of the reasons why you see kiosks in grocery stores instead of 18-year-old checkers.
We are also seeing these kiosks on the tables of restaurants where people are just punching in their orders onto an iPad, and some restaurants like it because they say people order more from these electronic mechanisms. They don't have to think, well, the waiter's going to feel bad, going to think I'm a bad person if I order two desserts.
But whether it's a good idea for the business or for the customers, there is a person that the people who are proponents of minimum wage increases, who they claim in a false way to be helping. And that's the young people who can't get a job because of the rise in the rate, right, Diana?
That's the problem. If you are young or you're low skill and you want to earn some money over the summer, you're going to have a really hard time getting a job if the wage is $10.10 in some parts of the country. And there are even some people who are campaigning to raise it to $15 an hour. In fact, Seattle has raised its minimum wage to $15 an hour.
A number of cities have a new minimum wage. You know what? You know, the big problem I've got, Diana, with the whole thing is payroll is a major part of the expenses of any business. And for the government to come in and mandate the cost of one of my items in my business, I just think that's un-American. Where's the liberty in that? What do you think?
Yes. And it's also un-American if you know, a minimum wage of $7.25, that means cost to the employer of about $8. The government is saying if you have skills under $8 an hour, we are not going to allow you to work in the United States. That is un-American, not being allowed to work.
And, folks, I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, Diana, they should do away with minimum wage. It doesn't serve a purpose anymore. It's unnecessary. Diana, thanks again for being here. Good job. Come back real soon.
It's great to be with you. I come back whenever I'm invited.
You're always welcome here. Diana Furchcott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen, director of Manhattan Institute's economics21.org website. That's economics21, the numbers 21.org. Please check that out. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.